Langford, BC, Pacific FC coach Pamudu Ka believes his team gained a few new fans with a massive 4-3 upset of the Vancouver Whitecaps in Canadian Championship action on Thursday. BC is purple, he told reporters on a video call after the game, referring to his club's signature color. The victory means Pacific, the top team in the Canadian Premier League standings, will advance to the tournament's quarterfinals to face fellow Corporal side Cavalry FC next month. The Whitecaps came into Thursday's match in Langford, BC, heavily favored and undefeated in their last 8 outings in Major League Soccer. But Pacific struck first, converting an early penalty kick, and refused to give the visitors any space to claw their way back into the game. The home side outshot the Caps 12-9 across the match, including 8-6 in shots on goal, with keeper Callum Irving making 3 stops. Maxime Crépeau had 4 saves for Vancouver. Vancouver knew what to expect heading into the inaugural BC Derby, but couldn't find its rhythm early and struggled defensively throughout, said head coach Mark Dos Santos. It was just a game that nothing went the way we wanted it to go. And it's hard, he said. We knew that it would be this type of game. We knew it would be a scrappy game where first, second ball battles. And, Pacific, did a very good job at that. It's the second time in a row the Whitecaps have crashed out of the Canadian Championship with a loss to a Corporal team. Vancouver lost a 2-game series to Calgary in 2019, the last time they played in the tournament. An abbreviated version of the Canadian Championship was held in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Thursday's match got off to an eventful start, with 2 goals and 3 yellow cards in the first 15 minutes alone. Manuel Aparicio created the first chance of the night, charging toward the Whitecaps' goal and blasting a shot on net. Vancouver keeper Maxime Crépeau made an excellent diving save, but the ensuing rebound caused trouble. Vancouver defender Jake Nervinsky took Pacific's Taron Campbell out from behind in front of the far post. The play saw the home side get a chance from the penalty spot and Nervinsky shown a yellow card. Campbell stepped up for the penalty kick and rolled a low ball into the corner of the net as Crépeau dove in the opposite direction. The goal put Pacific up 1-0 in the 8th minute. Just 6 minutes later, Whitecaps forward Brian White wrestled the ball away from Irving at the top of the box. Vancouver's Ryan Gauld picked up the loose ball and chipped it into the back of the net to knot the score at 1-1. Ka loudly voiced his displeasure with the play from the sidelines, letting the officials know he believed a foul should have been called. Both Ka and Aparicio were given yellow cards for their protests. A defensive breakdown led to the 3rd goal of the night. Aparicio waltzed past Vancouver's Patrick Metcalf at the top of the box and proved relentless as he made his way to the net and sailed a shot past Crépeau from high inside the penalty area. Defensive lapses became a trend for the Caps throughout Thursday's match. Overall, I would say you cannot win a game where you concede 4 goals. And it was a lot, Dos Santos said. Defensively, we struggled a lot today. Pacific took a 2-1 lead into the half, but the break in play didn't damper the game's dramatics. Pacific forward Josh Hurd bulldozed his way down the sidelines, muscled his way into the box and sent a low shot past Crépeau to give his side a 2-goal cushion in the 63rd minute. I just had the moment to shoot and I just pulled the trigger. It all happened pretty quickly. And I'm glad I did because it ended up going in, Hurd said, noting that teammate Johnny Dos Santos told him he would have been mad if Hurd hadn't scored, since Dos Santos was wide open in front of the net. But I OG won, then. Next time, G? Gauld answered for Vancouver in the 66th minute, heading in a cross from Christian Dahoma to cut the deficit to 3-2. It was the Scottish attacking midfielder's 2nd goal of the game, coming in his first start for the Caps. He now has 3 goals and an assist in 5 appearances for the club he signed with at the end of July. Despite his personal success, Gauld was upset with Thursday's result. It's frustrating, he said. Obviously, it's a game we were really wanting to win. We really wanted to go far in the cup. So it's frustrating to go out like that. A Pacific free kick landed in heavy traffic in the 76th minute. Alejandro Diaz found the ball and used a right-footed swing to send it past Crépeau, who had been knocked down in the net. Diaz came on for Dos Santos in the 65th minute. Some late dramatics saw Gauld taken out by Victor Blasco in the penalty area in injury time. Blasco was given a yellow card and Vancouver was awarded a penalty kick. Dahoma stepped up to the spot, blasting a low shot that Irving dove to stop. The Pacific keeper couldn't control the rebound, though, and Dahoma popped it into the back of the net, sealing the score at 4-3. Earning a big victory in front of a crowd of 4,997 fans was particularly poignant for Hurd, who grew up in nearby Victoria. "It's quite a special moment for me to be able to come here and play against the Whitecaps in front of a packed crowd, in front of friends and family," he said. "It's a special moment not everybody gets and I'm very grateful for it. It helps when we get the result like that as well." This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 26, 2021. The Canadian Press.